What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast, and I'm very excited for this podcast because, one, I get to do it earlier because I leave on Sunday for a trip and don't get back till Friday. So I thought I'd send this over to you guys earlier. And a lot about what I've been thinking the past few weeks is about mindset. And this is one of the main reasons why I started the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, it's having a strong mindset can take you so far in life. And with summer coming around the corner, people looking for jobs, internships, and just trying to figure out what they want to do in their life, having a strong mindset is very important. So with that, five ways to become mentally stronger starts with one, which kind of surprising, but practicing gratitude. Understanding that you might not have everything perfect, but realizing that you have a lot of positive aspects of your life will help make your mindset be filled with more, I'm going to say gratitude, but I would say abundance rather than scarcity of what you don't have. And you'll just see so much more come into your life the more that you are thankful for what you have. The second thing is embracing challenges. Guys, life would be so boring if you didn't have any challenges that you're facing. Realizing that those challenges, you can overcome them. They might suck, it might be hard, but guess what? What comes at the end of the tunnel is usually what is, that made no sense, but what is at the end of the tunnel is best once you actually try to get there through those challenges. It's when something's just given to you, it doesn't feel rewarding. So embrace the challenges, guys. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard, but embrace the difficulty. Now, the third thing I want to say is develop that growth mindset when you fail. And when I say that, it means just when you fail, don't see it so much as some huge setback. It's an opportunity for growth. The whole entire world, the smartest people in the world, the best athletes that have gotten to where they are without failing. So realize that failure is just a part of life. It'll just put you in a different direction, which is perfect. So don't be afraid to fail. The fourth thing, which I think is very important, considering what I remember going through, is to celebrate your small wins. For me, for example, I love, this is so random, but I love ice cream. And for me, having that strict diet that I was on, trying to lose weight and get to a certain goal, foods all the time. I had to eat maybe just a little cup of ice cream every Sunday after going, you know, almost 7 days, almost a whole week. Any junk food, I thought, let me celebrate a little bit by having a little snack. And that to me is celebrating the small wins and making it easier for me to stay committed to my goals. Celebrate those small wins, guys, and it'll just take you so far in terms of making sure that your mindset stays on the right track. And the last point I want to make is just simply take responsibility for your actions, for your life. When you get to go to college and you grow up, you start to realize that at the end of the day, you are with yourself. And if you're not comfortable with yourself and you just keep blaming everyone else for everything that's happening to you, you're always going to be stressed. You're always going to be lacking behind. So take responsibility over your life and you will see just how far you go. It is incredible just how much your life can improve if you decide that no matter what, you're responsible for everything that happens in your life. Once you develop that mindset, you will grow in ways that you will never have even imagined before. So with that being said, I am finished with this podcast, so I really hope you guys enjoyed it. It's been over a year now, so really great. I love doing this. So, yeah. And I hope you guys have a great week. And I will see you next Sunday. See you guys.